This is the Aspen Public Radio Newscast. I'm your host for today, Eleanor Bennett, here with your top stories this Tuesday. The June primary will decide who becomes Garfield County's next sheriff. That's because there are only two Republicans running for the seat. Brent Baker grew up in Parachute and has worked at the sheriff's office since 2002. He's currently the patrol lieutenant there. Baker says he'd like to improve mental health support for deputies. That includes shortening long work hours that can lead to burnout.
We've worked 12-hour shifts for 24 years since I've been here. It's a long shift that's very taxing, and so we're going to look at changing a lot of that.
Baker's opponent, Dan Loya, is currently the undersheriff for Eagle County. He helped respond to disasters like the Lake Christine fire and basalt and mudslides in Glenwood Canyon. Loya says these experiences would help him prepare Garfield County for the next emergency, especially given the current drought.
We may have a pretty catastrophic wildfire, and it's imperative we have good working relationship with our firefighters and our emergency management systems in place to make sure we can not lose a life and try to preserve as much property as we can.
Garfield County's current sheriff, Lou Valerio, is retiring at the end of this year. And Loya says it's time for a fresh perspective. He grew up in Carbondale, but his parents were from Mexico. He says being bicultural has helped him build relationships with Latino residents who might not feel safe reporting crimes in Eagle County. And he wants to bring that to Garfield County.
I'm going to have to go to them and build trust and get them to turn that corner and let them know that they can come to us and we are here to serve them.
Baker agrees that the Garfield Sheriff's Department needs to do more to earn the trust of Latino residents. That includes communicating better and hiring more Spanish-speaking staff.
Already at the sheriff's office, so if you are bilingual in any language, but Spanish as well, we pay extra because we want that within our sheriff's office.
The primary election will take place on June 30th. Aspen officials want to review greenhouse gas emissions in the Upper Valley. City Council agreed last week to fund the majority of a study that will survey Snowmass Village, Basalt, and Picken County. Council member Bill Guth questioned why the study was necessary when the city helped fund another greenhouse gas inventory just 2 years ago.
I don't know how this changes meaningfully in a couple of years. I don't know why we would pay for the overwhelming majority of the project. I don't know what this additional information does to change the actions one would take.
But city staff say Aspen has updated its climate policies and a new study will help show how effective those have been. Aspen has been tracking its greenhouse gas emissions since 2005 and has partnered with neighboring communities on this in recent years. Mayor Rachel Richards said she appreciates the regional approach.
I think that that's really important, that we are not just an isolated community doing what we can for climate change, but by involving them in the study and the acknowledgement of what their emissions are, it starts to become a much more unified effort.
The city will contribute less than $16,000 to the new study. Picken County funded a larger portion of the previous survey. Aspen has a goal to cut roughly two-thirds of its emissions by 2030 and 100% of those emissions by 2050. Silt's new $28 million water plant comes online this month. KDNK reports that the old water plant wasn't set up to properly treat the town's source water, the Colorado River. But the more pressing issue has been that the old plant can't meet the town's peak demand. Funding came from federal, state, and local sources. Silt residents also have seen about an 80% increase to water bills to cover the project. Carbondale's town manager says the town is not planning to install license plate reading cameras. The Soper Sun reports the comment was prompted by a public inquiry at a Carbondale trustee meeting last week. The license plate tracking cameras have been a source of controversy in the valley. Police use the cameras to solve crimes and find missing people. But public records requested by Aspen Journalism have shown that the camera data in some communities has been accessed for federal immigration enforcement. Glenwood shut down its data sharing earlier this year, and Silt's Town Council recently voted to turn off its cameras. Others are reevaluating how they use license plate readers. After two seasons without a pool, Carbondale's new outdoor aquatic center opens this weekend. The center on Main Street features a 6-lane lap pool, a recreational pool, a diving board, and a hot tub that can fit more than a dozen people. According to the town, it's the first all-electric pool in the region. The center will also have a climbing wall. It'll be open to the public starting at noon on Saturday. In statewide news, dozens of communities and environmental groups in the Colorado River Basin are seeking $2 billion from Congress to respond to historic drought conditions. KUNC's Scott Franz has more on how the money could help.
Crews in Colorado could use the funds to remove dead trees ahead of what's expected to be a bad wildfire season. States could also pay farmers and others to use less water. These are just a few ideas being floated by the Nature Conservancy, which is one of the 70 organizations signing on to the emergency request for funds. It's not clear yet how such a big pool of money would be distributed among 7 states in the Colorado River Basin. Last week, federal water experts warned that Lake Powell, the upper basin's largest reservoir, is on track to receive the lowest amount of water this summer in its 63-year history. Scott Franz, KUNC.
And in regional news, the U.S. Senate has given its final sign-off on President Trump's pick to oversee the country's Bureau of Land Management. The Mountain West News Bureau's Rachel Cohen has more.
Senators voted on party lines Monday, 46-43, to confirm Steve Pearce as Bureau of Land Management head and to approve more than 40 other Trump nominees simultaneously. Pearce is a former Republican congressman from New Mexico. Ranching and energy groups supported him. Darian Fernandez, a member of the town council in Taos, New Mexico, says he's concerned that Pearce could further Trump's oil and gas agenda.
Without any care to sensitive critical habitats for wildlife or the needs of locals in communities.
Environmental groups raised concerns about Pearce's prior business with the oil industry and his past advocacy for selling public lands. In the confirmation process, Pearce said large-scale sales wouldn't be allowed without congressional approval. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Rachel Cohen.
Senator Hickenlooper of Colorado voted against the nomination of Pearce and dozens of other Trump nominees. Senator Bennett did not participate in the vote. The Aspen Public Radio Newscast is produced by our team. News Director Hallie Zander, Associate Editor Sage Smiley, reporters Reagan Mertz, Michael Finelli, and me, your host for today, Eleanor Bennett. Our contributing reporters include Sarah Torrey and Lucy Peterson. You can listen to the show every weekday morning on our website or wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening, and see you next time.